for the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Teachers in a rural East Texas school district are resolved to improve reading by elementary students. But for many, college classes didn't train them how to do that. Michelle Barrow, superintendent of Newton Independent School District, says despite a curriculum aimed at boosting reading scores, students were doing poorly.
I think some of our teachers were lost. Sometimes people throw your hands up because you're so overwhelmed.
A nationwide survey found more than a third of rural fourth graders tested below basic for reading, risking functional illiteracy, with lower income rural students at greatest risk. The district's seen progress since the T.L.L. Temple Foundation committed $3 million to coaching Newton teachers and improving training for future educators. Wynn Rosser is the foundation's president.
We can't have a thriving East Texas if our schools aren't thriving, and if everything that we're doing is trying to ensure that young people can thrive, that families can thrive, that the region thrives.
A New York nonprofit believes more manufactured homes could be key to the rural housing shortage. Ben Carver with Ithaca Neighborhood Housing Services says a seventh of all rural housing is manufactured, and its lower cost can open the door to home ownership in expensive markets.
They offer, by and large, the same amenities, unless we're talking about a mansion of some kind, right? They cost less to build. The installation process is maybe a month as opposed to a year for a stick-built home.
But Carver says there's still a stigma because many mobile parks are old, run down, or both. Still, he feels the industry is turning a corner. 2 years ago, his group bought a 50-year-old manufactured trailer park in upstate New York and began a transformation.
What we were doing is this huge infrastructure project, turning the ground inside out so we can replace sewer mains and water mains and electrical infrastructure, and then paving on top of that.
They expect to begin opening by July. Atoka, Oklahoma's Main Street needs a facelift, and folks there knew crying in their beer wouldn't make it happen. Instead, they got homegrown country superstar Reba McEntire to help open Reba's Place, a restaurant, live music venue, and retail store.
Before Reba's Place, the majority of our buildings were closed or boarded.
Carol Irvin, who leads Atoka Economic Development, says McEntire visited during the pandemic and thought the project could help honor her late parents. Since opening, it's welcomed 200,000 visitors, having a huge economic impact.
One of the main ways is when they are fully staffed, it's 135 jobs, and they are all above minimum wage.
The Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma co-owns Reba's Place and reinvests the profits into healthcare, education, housing, and other businesses for the community of 3,000. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.